Well, this is going to be a pretty busy week for me. I am dog sitting a 1 and 2 month old golden doodle. I'm already tired. But anyway, we'll get through it. That and the last football game of the season kind of wrapped up my week. My family's on vacation, so the good news is that school's out and the Babsy busmobile has put it to rest for the summer. The taxi service is closed. So life is good. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. So here on an unnamed mountain in Galilee, we find Jesus instructing his disciples. And this instruction is called, and we know it as, the Great Commission. It's the sending out of the disciples to preach the gospel to all the world. And the disciples are in a bit of a tither. Some are doubting, some are ready to worship Jesus, and some of them just don't even know what to do. It's been a tough time for them. They are coming to grips with the fact that one of their inner circle betrayed Jesus and also betrayed the friendship that each of them trusted. So Jesus speaks to them to refocus them on the job at hand. Jesus, called the Son of Man, given authority, glory, and sovereign power. This is one of the things that is described in Daniel as the Son of Man, possesses not an authority of submission, but an authority that empowers and liberates. But unlike Daniel's Son of Man, Jesus did not come to impose any authority. Jesus came to live into a different authority, an authority of healing, an authority of forgiveness. Not an authority to be feared, but one to be celebrated. God has entered the world and is preparing the world for redemption through Jesus. Trust and obey, Jesus is basically saying on the mountain. The disciples are giving the command to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey. It's a mistake to consider this commission as an imposition of power, of authority. Rather, it's a commission of calling us to the work of God, the work of Jesus in the world, not just to do things in the world, but to love in the world, to be the face of Christ in the world, to trust and obey the work of God in the world. We don't just go out into the world and speak words without understanding. That doesn't make sense. So don't just go out and continue the words that Jesus says without any faith. When you go out into the world, have the faith that Jesus is calling the disciples to in this passage. Don't live into the lifestyle, or supposed lifestyle, you think, that was Jesus' lifestyle. Jesus modeled for us a lifestyle of love. That's what we need to live into, to trust and obey. To trust and obey with the understanding of who Jesus was and the important work that he is calling his disciples then and his disciples now to do. One of the things I often forget is how important our music is to the message of our ministry. Our music and lyrics come out of the faith and struggle of those who compose it. Remember the hymn, Trust and Obey? When we walk in the Lord, in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. And with all who trust and obey, for there's no other way. Be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. This hymn reminds me, I think it reminds us, of the promise that Jesus makes in today's reading, that he is with us until the end of the age. The hymn says he abides with us still. He never leaves us. So I invite you to live a life grounded in love. to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly. Be ye doers of the word, be ye lovers of the word, and be ye seekers of justice. The obedience that Jesus commands is not about coloring inside the lines, but acting outside the box. If we listen to Jesus and the words of Paul this morning, we will learn to experience church in a really different way. The Great Commission needs to be at the center of our world, at the center of our worship, at the center of our life. When we go out into the world, at the end of each service, we say some sort of dismissal sentence. It's a pronouncement about taking what we have done this morning, what we have learned this morning, what we understand this morning into the world. Our church can't grow without the proclamation that we leave from this place to take it out into the world. If we just hoard all the love right here, then how are others going to hear and know about the love of Jesus? We learn about the mission of the church as we read Acts this morning. We need to be willing to think outside the box and be truly welcoming to all people, and to make the church the happening place in our lives, and then inviting others to join in with us. The church is not a club. There's no required membership fees. We're invited to give as we can of our time and talent and treasure. And I have to say that St. Francis, y'all are one of the givenest churches I've ever known. Proclaim is not something that we have a choice about if we are Christians, to go out and proclaim. The Great Commission calls us to be the bearers of the good news. How else will the world know the good news if not through us? So, obedience is not about rules. It's about action. And rules are important. I'm not saying that they're not. But our actions as disciples aren't about going into the world and saying, well, to be a Christian, you have to follow the Ten Commandments. You have to do this. You have to do this. You have to be baptized. You have to be confirmed. No. Going out into the world and spreading the gospel means you saying to people, you are loved. God loves you no matter what. What if we took our dismissal words, the choices, and put them together? Go like this. Go forth in the name of Christ. Go in peace to love and serve the world. Love and serve the Lord. Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Let us bless the Lord. When we do these things, we do indeed bless the Lord. So, today is Trinity Sunday, and I can't let it pass and not give the Trinity a little bit of love, so to speak. The Trinity is one of those things in Christianity that some Christians and non-Christians struggle with, and it's one of those things that we sometimes impose when we're talking to someone about Christianity. It's about, well, it's all about the Trinity. You have to know and understand the Trinity. Well, when you know and understand the Trinity, let me know, because I don't. I kind of get it, and I'm thankful for it. In larger churches, sometimes on Trinity Sunday, the rector assigns an assistant or an intern to preach, because it's just not an easy thing to understand, to grasp. And there's an assortment of cute ways or little stories or examples to try and explain the nature of the Trinity. But I have learned after preaching it for some years now that there's not any need for explanation. The term Trinity is not found in the Bible, but the Trinitarian concept certainly is. Naming, if you will, as a title of how God was understood, wasn't even finalized until the First Council of Nicaea in 325 Common Era. And that was after years of debate, because so even the people that put it together weren't sure what it was. But what I have found in preaching the Trinity and trying to understand the Trinity is that it supersedes all human understanding. It is a way that we can find a relationship with God in different ways, a way that we can weave our multidimensional God into and through us. Sometimes it's God the Father we need, sometimes it's Jesus the Son, and sometimes it's that darn Holy Spirit that we need. And there are different ways that they weave these in themselves through us, and that I find myself weaving myself into who God is for me. At the end of today's reading from Acts, Paul says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you." So, the Trinity is present even though nobody named it. The Trinity is eternal. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have been together since the beginning of this creation. And whatever we think of as the beginning of time, because truly, time has no beginning or end. So, go forth in the name of Christ. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Let us bless the Lord. Amen. Please stand.